Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Project Love podcast. You've got the two of us here today. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Selena.
And it is day 28 of the 28 Days of Love challenge that we have been doing. So we're going to spend this episode talking about the lessons that we've learned, how we've been inspired by you guys over the last 28 days in your daily acts of self-love. Before we get onto that, though, we have a couple of exciting announcements. Announcements? What a difficult word that suddenly sounds like. We've got a couple of announcements. There we go. Rolled off the tongue second time. So on the, Vicky, I've forgotten the date
25th.
Already. On the 25th of March, Vicky and I are going to be at the Royal Exchange in London for an event, a panel event called Modern Love Is. And we're going to be discussing what modern love is. And one of the panelist guests is Mariella Fostrup, who I am such a fan of. Yeah. So I am... She is such a wise woman. I love her column in which magazine?
In The Observer.
Is it in The Observer?
Yeah.
Thought it was another magazine. Anyway, I've always loved her column. And yeah, it's going to be great. There's some great guests joining us on the panel. So if you want to come, you can get a 25% discount on the ticket.
Yeah.
If you head to...
So we will include the link. It's quite a mouthful to say. We'll include the link in the show notes. And if you apply the discount code, which is Project Love, all one word, lowercase, you will get 25% off your ticket.
So it'd be great to see you there. The other big announcement I wanted to finally be able to make, well, you know it, Vicky, I'm writing a book on the topic of burnout, which I have mentioned before. I was doing a project on burnout. I am in the throes of it at the moment. So while I've been doing 28 Days of Love, those daily acts of self-love have really, I mean, been the absolute key to me thriving and not melting under the challenge of it. And I absolutely loving it. It is changing my own life. I can't wait for one day at the beginning of next year for you guys to be able to read it too. But yeah, so that is where I have been, burrowing away. And that's where I've been over the last few weeks, is my head down in my writing cave and loving the challenge of it, loving what I've been learning in the process. So that's my announcement.
Yay. So cool that you can finally announce it.
I know, exactly. Well, I'm talking about this project on burnout we've been talking about. Actually, if you have experienced burnout, I would love to hear from you. Either you're feeling on the brink of burnout at the moment, or you've been through burnout, whether it's a big burnout or mini burnouts, and you've really changed your life so that you're now thriving rather than frazzling yourself, then I would love to hear from you. Head on over to selenabarker.com/theburnoutproject. And there are a couple of different surveys you can choose from. They take about 5 to 8 minutes to fill out. And some of you I will be and have been giving little coaching sessions to and interviewing for the book. So I would love to hear from you if you've got anything to share on the topic. Let's talk about love, Vicky.
Let's talk about
what we're here always to talk about. So this is our third time of doing 28 Days of Love. Mm. We did talk 3 podcast episodes ago. We just started the journey. We're talking about our lessons learned so far. I think it's always so valuable to dive in and explore this topic and how this challenge has gone. It's different every time, isn't it?
Mm, yeah. I think that every time we do it, we just deepen our understanding of what self-love is.
Yeah.
And we explore different aspects of self-love as well. And I've really found that, I've really experienced that just more aspects emerge, more layers to it. Just really expanding the definition of it.
So what has it been for you this time round?
So a big theme for me this time round has been all about self-compassion. And it's really been a healing journey this time round. Mm. So I've gone much deeper than I have before with my own self-love journey.
Yeah.
And opening up to receiving love has been huge for me, and really asking for help, getting help and support from loved ones and friends has just been Exactly what I've needed over these last few weeks. So yeah, incredibly healing and fulfilling.
It's so interesting, isn't it? As coaches, it can be extra hard for us to acknowledge when we need help and when we need our own healing, because yeah. we're so often in the position of, oh no, we're the ones doing, no, we're the ones that do the helping.
Yes.
We're the ones that help others to heal. We don't need that for ourselves. We're supposed to be, you know, all fixed and finished. And of course, that is not humanly possible. So it can be, yeah, it's such an enormous part of self-love is healing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and in order to heal, you do need to go into that dark stuff. Mm. Luckily, with Mercury in retrograde happening for most of the 28 days of love, I was saying to Vicky earlier before we hit record that I don't get so much affected by my menstrual cycle or even the cycles of the moon as I do by Mercury in retrograde. I don't even know what it is, but apparently what it does, and I always know when it started because suddenly everything is not flowing, everything's getting stuck. Mm. And I'll quickly look and go, don't tell me. And I'll be like, yes, you're officially 3 days into Mercury in retrograde. Mm-hmm. But apparently, as well as messing up plans, technical stuff, and just, yeah, money, it also is a great opportunity to go into the past and yeah. look backwards and go into the darker depths. So actually, it was a good time for healing. There is a good sign, it turns out, to Mercury in retrograde, not just in my computer going wrong. So yeah, it's I think it's really important to recognize that about self-love. It isn't just about fluffy lightness, it's also about depth and darkness as well. Exactly. And being able yeah. to navigate through that and accepting and embracing that as being a part of life. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's always such an honor to hold space for friends and clients when they're going through that yeah. journey. Mm-hmm. What are the lessons from your 28 days of self-love? How did you find it in terms of resistance this time? Because we have been known to resist self-love in the past.
Yeah, no resistance at all.
I know, me neither. Yeah. I was just like, I am really good at doing this yeah. now. I think you mentioned this actually in the last episode, that you've realized how much of your day-to-day is set up to give yourself injections of self-love.
Yeah.
So actually it was really easy. And the same with me, I was just like, yep, just naturally did it today again.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is totally different to what it was a year ago, where I was, ironically, burnt out, I think, for most of that, or on the brink of burnout. It was all about getting enough sleep. This time it has all been about, in large part, obviously because the book that I'm writing, which is about energizing yourself and thriving and having the capacity to take on all that we take on. But therefore, I've been really focused on doing things that energize my body as an act of self-love and really seeing it as that. So yeah, I've been exercising for the past 2 weeks. It's been about exercising 3 to 4. Last week, I think it was 5 times last week, the exercise, which is unheard of. This will be coming out in the book, but let me just tell you, for those of you who resist exercise like Vicky and I have for a large part of our adult lives, is that I didn't realize that when you exercise, it fills your battery up. It energizes you. I thought it would wear me out. So on top of everything else, I didn't want to exercise as well and use up my precious energy. Didn't realize it was literally like plugging your phone in and charging it up to 100%. Going and doing some exercise, whatever that is, you know, it doesn't have to be. For me, it's running, because that's the easiest thing. Or I put something on the computer and do like a interval training something. It could be dancing around for half an hour in your kitchen, or I don't know, jumping up and down on the spot and screaming positive affirmations, like whatever way you want to do it, as long as you're getting your heart beating. But yeah, that's definitely new, because I've had such a resistance to exercise my whole adult life. I just didn't get it. I didn't understand. And I didn't understand, therefore, what an act of love it is to do it for myself. Mm-hmm. So before, it used to come from a should. I should do it to stay fit and healthy, because, you know, that's important. Mm-hmm. And I should do it because, you know, I should have a toned body. And now it's nothing to do with either of those things. It's because it energizes me. And it's now, when I go running, I think of my 80-year-old self and I think of her health, and I think how doing this now and continue to keep making that part of my life is giving love to my older self, because women in my line live for a very long time. And the end bit is really not a lot of fun because their body is just packing up. So if I can help myself to keep that physical capacity going much mm-hmm. longer, then I'm going to be a very grateful 80-year-old if I get to that age. Mm-hmm. So it really inspires me now of thinking of that love, sending love to my future self. So that's a new one. Mm. That's kind of crazy, but it's been really, really empowering and really inspiring.
And I think body love for me, in terms of the next phase of my self-love journey, it's definitely the body love that I want to be cultivating more of, that connection with my body and movement. And we were just talking about this before we hit record, how important that is in my life, dancing and moving and having some fun with it, and how that's just really missing at the moment. And so two things really. There's the fact that self-love is so second nature now shows the power of us doing it a year ago and then just carrying on with it, like we said we were going to do, and showing how you can, it is possible to build that self-love ritual and habit in those 28 days, and then just to keep it going, just little and often.
Yeah.
And how powerful it can be to just have those 4 weeks of consciously doing it, how it can help you to build the habit. But then also just being curious to the new sort of layers that can emerge. So yeah, for me, body love is something that's really come out as something that I want to cultivate more of. And so that's like a new theme that's emerging on my self-love journey. And more of that healing, more of that inner child connection, and play is such an important part of that. Like doing things that I know she loved to do. So thinking of my 10-year-old self here, dancing, trampolining, she loved. And there's a class that I've been going to over the years on and off, which is all like mini trampolines, jumping up and doing fitness, but in such a fun way to just really good house music and disco. This morning I got up and did some interval training made myself an energizing smoothie. And when I arrived to this podcast, when I got here, I was like, oh my God, like I did it, and it wasn't even that hard. Yes. And it's just like half an hour of moving my body, and the rewards it gives back, I mean, it's just it's so what I need to be doing. More movement, more body love.
And I think that's actually the lovely thing out of 28 days of love, as you try out all these different things. And we talked in the last episode about how in the past we had done some things like almost forced it, like when you went to that exhibition and you're like, that did not give me the loving experience I was hoping for. You know, it is, you're trying things out to see what seems at the moment to be really working for you, and coming away from those 28 days going, right, this is what I know I want to focus on more now. And I think from the last 28 days last year, I think what I really realized was how important that talking to myself in a loving way, you know, you can do the actions. Mm-hmm. And I remember giving the example of like, you can run you can have a bubble bath. People are like, right, come on, get in the bath now. Right, relax, have a nice bath. There you go. Like, job done, tick, done my self-love act. Is not actually very, you're not going to experience a lot of love. It's all about the voice you bring to it. So even if you're just, you know, doing the same thing every day, preparing yourself a nice lunch, but you're doing it, and as you do it, you're saying, you know, being loving with yourself and you're focusing on that. That's what makes the big difference. I think that was my big takeaway. I think this one, also tied in with everything that I'm doing with the book, is definitely around focusing on giving myself love by energizing myself and keeping, you know, my cup full on the physical level, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and making sure all of those are attended to from an energy perspective. Because I get that. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Because it feels practical as well.
Yeah.
So I think for me, going away, it's definitely about energizing my body. And I really did not know how that worked. Like, I didn't realize that exercise didn't wear you out. It energized. I still can't get my head around it.
I'm still getting my head around that, actually. You know, the interview that came out last week, the interview with Elisa Vitti, the conversation about cycles and how we as women, women in our productive years, have a rhythm that is unique to women. It's called the infradian rhythm, and how every week you will need different sort of self-care activities or self-care rituals. And it's just this reminder, and I keep coming back to this, and I'm still sort of implementing the cycle syncing with exercise and things, but this week I know is a really good week for physical activity and high intensity stuff. So I did a HIIT class DVD 25 minute thing this morning, because that's like I have more energy to do that kind of exercise, whereas other weeks that may take more energy away from me. Or that's what I myself.
Well, first of all, experiment with that and see if that is actually the case. But what you could do is, instead of doing such hardcore exercise, go for a walk. Do a gentler form of exercise. But your body always needs to be, we are active. Our bodies are designed to be active. Mm. And so if you're not using your energy, it's like it stagnates. And that's what gives a lot of people fatigue the whole time.
Yeah.
And I used to get so annoyed because my partner always used to say to me, I'm like, so tired, so tired. He's like, well, you probably need to do some exercise. I'm like, that is not
what
I need to hear right now. And actually, he was absolutely right. But he's like, oh, I see. So it took you writing this book to finally get into all the heavy research that tells you that's what works, to finally take my advice. I'm like, yeah. But yeah, and I think, you know, actually so much of self-love is getting to know yourself.
Yes.
Getting to know your body, you know, in this context, it's getting to know your body, getting to know what your body responds well to. Like the word exercise is always like, ugh, but what can I do to energize my body? Movement,
yes, that's
breathing, sleep.
That language is so much better.
Movement.
Energize.
Yeah. And so what movement energizes? Well, you do have to do movement that gets your heart going. So a shuffle around the park, isn't it? Or is it you said, oh, someone was talking about this. And I was laughing because it's kind of how I do it. You know, I was going for a run probably twice a week, but my heart was beating a bit faster. But as someone described it as a shuffle around the park.
Oh, were
you
talking about jogging? Yeah, a previous podcast?
Maybe it was.
I think I had said I'd been for a run and then I was like, it wasn't a run, it was a jog.
Well, someone the other day described it as they shuffle around the park. And I was like, oh God, you know, sometimes actually. So whatever you do, it does need to get your body going. It needs to fire you up, basically, energetically. Mm. You know, you could be doing a sack race across the garden if you wanted, like with your kids. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's, you know, getting your heart going.
Yeah.
But getting to know your body and getting to know your body with its cycles.
Exactly.
And therefore it does mean that, yeah, actually men have a 24-hour cycle. So, you know, a man might be better off in the mornings or better off in the afternoon. Women have that too. And then on top, they have their 28-day cycle, which is this one that's called the what?
The infradian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So understanding that, some people, you know, I'm not particularly affected by it as far as I know. But some people are massively affected by it. Mm. And then some people are in perimenopause. Some people have had the menopause.
Yeah.
You know, so women have a big extra layer to contend with. So getting to know yourself in that way is such an enormous act of self-love. And, you know, I talked about with the Joe Gifford podcast episode, I think we talked about values, which we've never talked about properly. We will do, because I'm getting heavily into that for the book.
I'm so surprised we've never talked about
and it. I've lived by my values, clear on my values, for 15 years. I look back, it's like one of the first things I did when I started, probably before the days I even started coaching, that I did an exercise with a coach myself on values. And it's been a huge inner GPS, knowing my own values. And I am doing a whole values section for this book, and it's been so enlightening and so empowering. But, you know, getting to know yourself in that way and making sure you are designing your life, as we often talk about, and injecting things into your life that make your values come alive, so that you're living by those values, that's an enormous act of self-love as well.
Yeah.
What isn't an act of self-love, Vicky? But I guess that's the ultimate, isn't it? Is that, you know, the aim is that the way you speak to yourself is loving. The actions you take, you're making sure that as often as possible, they're nourishing for you as much as they are giving to other people.
Yeah.
There are moments where going beyond your needs, you know, for other people, and self-sacrifice is important. But I think making sure that when you do that, you also balance it out with renewing your energy and then feeding yourself back up again. Mm-hmm. You know, because in your work or being a parent, caring for someone, you know, you can't always be like, no, I don't feel this is not, I my emotional cup is not full enough yet to be listening to your problem. Come back to me in 2 hours. You know, so I think, but yeah, just getting to know yourself is such a huge act of self-love and a beautiful journey.
And there's so many layers to it. There's this well-being element, and then there's compassion and healing and that deeper work. And it's recognizing that it doesn't always have to be just you doing these things. It's about connecting with the people in your life, loved ones, people you love spending time with, and sharing that love too.
Yes.
Like connecting with yourself and connecting with others and sharing that love out into the world. It's not just you on your own doing all these things for yourself.
Yes, exactly. And the more you feed yourself up with self-love, the more you have to give to others.
Yeah.
You know, that's the, you know, not the point of it, but that's where when people say, oh, you know, isn't it a bit selfish? Well, yeah, if that's all you did. But generally, our listeners are not are people who are giving more than they're allowing themselves to receive. They're feeding and nourishing others more than they're feeding and nourishing themselves. So I it's very rare that any of our followers and listeners are people who are in danger of becoming really selfish with all this self-love because they're not giving anything out to the world around them. It's usually the opposite. They're giving too much and not giving enough to themselves. Mm-hmm. But yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes an act of self-love has been for me to call a friend.
Yeah.
Because I've been, you know, working away all on my own. And actually what I need, the things that energize me and lift my spirits and is connection, is speaking to people, is conversation. It's a huge one for me. So if I've spent all day on my own writing, that is one of the biggest acts of self-love, is to pick up the phone, not text someone, not send a WhatsApp, but speak to someone directly, which actually is, I'm not so good at doing that these days. You know, I'm much more of a WhatsApper.
Yeah.
To a group of...
Or a voice note.
Or a voice note. I love a voice note.
I do too.
But I think it's important to, get that real person-to-person connection.
Yeah.
And like you discovered, you know, or not discovered, but a big part of you this time was about healing and asking for help.
Yeah.
And getting support in that healing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, self-love isn't always about becoming an island of self-sufficiency. Don't worry, I don't need love from anyone else. I'm perfectly capable of filling myself up with love. It's just like, don't go too far that way. That's probably the danger of self-love, not selfishness, is that you think, oh, look, you know, it allows you to get into that, I'm an island, I don't need anyone else, I'm fine doing it on my own. Yeah. And actually, you know, self-love is also about reaching out and allowing yourself to receive love and help and support from others.
Yeah, it's been a huge one for me, opening up to receiving love, receiving help, receiving support, and also voicing things when things are challenging for me.
Yeah.
And I know it takes such courage. That's really out of my comfort zone. And it's just been so fulfilling, just being really held in times of challenge and realizing how supported you really are when you open up to it and you let people be there for you.
Yeah.
So often the posts on Instagram that resonate so much for people are all about giving yourself the love that you so easily give to others.
Yeah.
And it's also about allowing others to also support you and help you in the way that you support them and help them.
Yeah. It was just suddenly making me think of how much inspiration and motivation I got from hearing on Instagram what other people are up to with their daily acts of self-love. So on stories, we often put a little post saying, what act of self, you know, self-love did you do for yourself today? And it was, it's just great to know that other people are doing it too, and the little things that people are doing. And also there are quite a few, I was like, oh, I'm going to take that one for myself. Thank you very much. So I just think, it's just going back to that, doing things in community and, you know, sharing and the benefits of it. You know, it's so easy to just say, I'm fine. Because we think that people, there's so many multi-layered reasons of why we do that. We should do a whole episode on it, on the I'm fine issue.
Ooh, yes.
Shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Maybe I should save it for that. But I will say this, is that actually when friends of mine who I can see have been struggling, turn around and say, actually, I'm not fine. I've been having a really tough time. It is such a relief because you weren't kidding anyone. Like everyone can see or can be like, you know, and I get it as well when I'm just like, you know, suddenly have a little meltdown. I'm like, oh my God, it all got a bit too much a couple of weeks ago. It was just, there was a lot of things going on. And my closest friends around me were like, how exactly is she okay with this? And then it's like, oh, she's not okay. Woohoo! Right, yes, let it all out. I was like, and then this, and then this, and then this. It's like, oh, okay, thank you. And it's like, right, now get back up there. You can do this. But I think it's always a relief when people turn around and say, I haven't been fine. It's just like, oh, thank you for finally acknowledging it. Because it's harder when you can see someone struggling and they're pretending they're fine than when they go, oh my God, I'm not fine. We've got a very close friend of ours who likes to say, right, I'm going to give you a 5-minute pity party.
Yes.
And then I'm allowed to just let it. And the other thing is, and it's usually invariably like my 5-year-old self who's like feeling very sorry for herself, who has the pity party. And she's like, right, you done? Yeah, I think so. Right. Now, how are you going to face this challenge? Yes. Okay, I can do it, you know?
Yes.
So helping ourselves, helping one another in that self-love and taking care of ourselves is beautiful. So yeah, you're right. It's not just about, you know, having to do it all on your own. You can involve other people in your self-love and you can be involved in their self-love as well. Oh, God, I love this topic. I love talking about self-love just
Me
as
too.
Well we have a podcast which touches on the subject so much.
One of my acts of self-love yesterday was just reading about self-love, and even that's just so nourishing.
Oh,
isn't it?
Yes. Jung Pueblo's
I need to buy his
book of poems.
Yes.
I think it's called Inward. I quite often I have to try not to post it all the time on Instagram because I'm like, oh, here we go, Jung again. But
Same thing about Tara Brach. Oh, I've been just feeding up on Tara recently.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Like, oh, I just want to post about Tara every day.
But actually, just sometimes he's got a whole section on self-love and it's so beautiful and so poetic and just something about poetry and prose that just gets straight to the heart in ways that other, you know, reading doesn't. And so I have it by my bed instead of my mobile phone now because I've done a massive... broken free from my smartphone addiction, which is definitely a massive act of self-love and has reclaimed a lot of time and energy in my life. But yeah, I've got his poems by my bed now, so in the morning if I fancy that, I'll just read
that.
A little read a little poem to start my day. Reading about the topic of self-love can be so nourishing for the heart and soul, can't it?
Yes. And I watched a talk from Tara Brach the other day, all about compassion. And just hearing her talk and some of the examples that she was sharing with the audience about people that she's worked with along the way. And you just realize we're all united, aren't we, in this sort of common you know, all of our struggles, you know, we all face them. We all just have our own flavors of that struggle.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, we're all united
so
in
true.
That. And just watching and just, you know, absorbing it all. And just, I just felt such a rush of love and compassion. And so, yeah, just watching a talk about self-love, or reading poetry, as you say, just letting those words soothe you and fill you with that love in your heart.
And I think, you know, with 28 Days of Love, I think that's what it's done, is it's really helped me to identify the little things that I can have injected into my life that give me that feeling of love and appreciation. So I bought myself flowers as one of my acts of self-love. And every day I came in and I saw those flowers and how for over a week they lasted. And I was just like, every day I just, oh, what joy they brought me. Mm. And then having that book of poems by my bed, and then, you know, now exercising in the mornings, all these little things, it's starting to, you know, over the years have weaved these things in. So that's why I think self-love now is something that, you know, is so much more automatic mm. and second mm-hmm. nature. And I think also, I think one of the big early things is getting over, you talked about identity earlier, didn't mm. you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's that thing like, oh, I'm not that kind of person. And I used to, I really resisted that last year, actually. Just could feel the resistance, like, oh, self-love. It's like the kind of person that's into self-love. And I really worked through that and let that one go. So I sometimes forget that that has ever been an issue.
Right.
Yeah. And now it's not so much like I'm that kind of person, whatever that kind of goop person I thought it was. But it basically was a goop person, which, by the way, I'm loving on Netflix, even though I'm like, I'm not that kind of person. I just love watching it. But letting go of the whole identity thing is like, you don't have to be a certain kind of person or not a certain kind of person to practice self-love.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a practice. It doesn't, you know, don't overcomplicate it with yeah. getting your identity tied up, which I did for a long time. There's a real resistance around mm. that. So think if there is that going on, actually, don't, you can't just switch it off by saying don't overcomplicate it. Lean into that and get curious mm. about it mm-hmm. and see what that's about. But yeah, I have not had to change who I am, how I dress. Yes. All the things I say. Well, actually, no, I have on the inside, the things that I say, the way I speak to myself, in order to be really into practicing self-love.
Yeah. And really, in the most simplest form, it's about making loving choices for yourself,
yeah.
isn't it? And that's unique to the person. That's unique to you. And if loving yourself feels hard right now, just starting with self-compassion mm. and meeting yourself where you are, and if you're resisting it, and there's some anger there, thinking that, you know, as you say, you need to change and be this other person, or there's frustration or whatever is there, lean into that and be curious about that. And that could be the most loving choice that you make.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is the 28th day of 28 Days of Love 2020. But as we always say, we keep the page up on our website, so you can do it whenever you yeah. want. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, I missed out this time doing it with us, then you can do it anytime. Just go to loveprojectlove.com/28daysoflove and you'll see the acts of love that you can get started with to give you ideas of things to try. And you can also download a guide to get started, and you can do it whenever you feel like it. You could start tomorrow. You could start next month. It's there whenever you need it.
Yeah. And for those of you that joined us in these 28 days, well done. And let us know how you got on. Thank you for keeping us posted on Instagram. It's been amazing to see what you've got up to. And yeah, may we carry on with more self-love. And if you're in London, come and join us on 25th.
On the 25th.
On the 25th at the Royal Exchange. We'll be talking more about love.
Yep, link in the show notes. And as we said before, 25% discount using the code PROJECTLOVE, all one word, lowercase. And we hope to see you there.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes, and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever.